我们这两天要查考提摩太前后书。
These 2 days we're going to study the first and the second epistles to Timothy.
我们在后面有讲义啊。
There are handouts and notes available.
我们现在一起来默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence this morning service.
唱诗354首。
Please sing hymn 354.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们感谢主，从今天跟明天有两天的赦清联恩会。
Again, we thank the Lord, and today and tomorrow, we will have.The YASE.
社青是我们教会的中间。
The young adult are the pillars in the church.
能够在属灵上加以造就，我们将来教会就会大大的兴旺。
If they can be cultivated and trained spiritually, and they will bring benefit to the church.
所以我们祷告的时候为这两天的社青灵会来代祷。
So in the prayer, please remember these 2 days.YASE.
让每一个来参加的都能够得到造就。
So all the participants can be edified.
让我们一起来祷告。
Now let's kneel down, pray together in one accord.
愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with you.
这两天我们会用差不多十节的时间来查考十一节来提摩太前后书。
These 2 days, we spent about 10 sections to study the first and the second epistles to Timothy.
在新约圣经里面，保罗一共写了大约13封的书信。
In the New Testament, Paul had written almost 13 epistles.
如果希伯来书再加上去，就14封。
If Hebrew is counted another one, then that would be 14 or.Epistles altogether.
那保罗写的最后一封书信是提摩太后书。
The last epistle was the second Timothy written by Paul.
在提摩太后书，保罗对他的生命有一个交代。
And Paul mentioned about the end of his life and drawing a conclusion.
那美好的仗我打过了。
And I fought the most beautiful battle.
当保罗如果跑进了。
I have completed the path.
所信的道我守住。
And I keep the faith.
所以他等待要去领受那公义的冠冕。
And he is waiting to receive the crown of righteousness.
所以提摩太前后书是保罗写的最后两封书。
The first and the second epistles were the last two letters written by Paul.
接下去他就殉道了。
And he became a martyr.
你想想看，当一个人要临死之前，最重要的是什么？
What a person would do when he was facing his death.
就是对他的儿子交代最重要的事情。
And he gave his last words to his son.
那通常我们在世界上人，一个人要离世之前，最重要就是交代财产在哪里。
The common people would normally took care of his wealth prior to his death.
但是保罗对提摩太交代什么
？But what did Paul tell Timothy prior to his death？
这个就是提摩太前后书我们所要学习的。
That we are going to study in these two epistles。
那在提摩太前后书里面，保罗称提摩太是真的儿子。
In these two epistles, we notice that Paul called Timothy his real son。
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Oh, his true son.Let's read 1 Timothy.
第一节第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
提摩太前书第一章第一节跟第二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
奉我们救主神和我们盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣的使徒保罗。第二节。
Verse 2.
写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, I've hoped to Timothy, my true son, in the faith.
提摩太是在保罗宣道当中他所拣选的一个年轻人。
Timothy was chosen by Paul during his evangelical works.
他在保罗宣道的途中，他是 保罗的同工。
And he was also Paul's co-worker.
而且他也是保罗的助手。
He was also his assistant.
所以保罗打算在他工作结束的时候把这个圣工交给提摩太。
So Paul, towards the end of his missionary works, passed over his duties to Timothy.
所以在提摩太前后书，保罗指示提摩太在教会中应该要怎么做。
So in these two epistles, Paul instructed Timothy what he was supposed to do in ministering the churches.
我们今天看我们教会的整个情况。
Let's take a look at our current situation in our church.
所谓婴儿潮，就是战后所生的儿子，现在都已经快接近退休的年龄。
And those baby boomers are about in the age of retirement.
那这些婴儿潮大部分都是从外国来到美国。
And most of them are immigrated from overseas.
当初很多都是从来美国读书开始的。
Most of them came as foreign students.
虽然是读书，但是很多在圣工上相当有使命感。
And yet, they carry an important mission to the U.S.
相当的投入。
And they are devoted a lot of effort in the church work.
所以我们真耶稣教会在美国，我们今天有22间教会跟祈祷所。
We have about 22 TJC churches and house prayers in the U.S.
但是这个婴儿潮面对退休。
Yet the baby boomers are facing retirement.
那在教会里面这个圣工也差不多迟早会交下来。
Sooner or later, all the works will be handed over to the next generation.
那谁要来接这个工作？
And then who will carry over the torches?
这个是我们今天真耶稣教会需要很认真去思考一个问题。
And this is an issue we should seriously consider.
因为现在在美国，差不多50岁以上重要的工人，大部分都是在台湾栽培出来的。
And most of the church workers in the church, who are 50 years and above, were cultivated and trained in Taiwan.
因为从50年代，台湾就建设宗教教育，非常有系统的栽培青年。
Since 1950s, the Taiwan churches have established very systematic RE programs.
那接下去，真耶稣教会要在美国兴旺发展，这就是这个婴儿潮的下一代要继续。
So the next generation of the baby boomers will carry over and continue the missionary works in the U.S.
这是一个不同文化、不同语言的社会。
And yet, this is a very different in cultural, very different culture and language society.
所以对在这里长大的年轻的一代有更好的条件来在这个地方帮助圣工发展。
And those who were born and grew up in U.S. Having a better conditions to continue the sacred works in the U.S.
但是下一代能不能把圣工带往更发展的地步呢？
However, could the next generation carry the sacred works and make the church more prosper?
这个关键不在乎因为年轻或者有才能。
The key is not the young age or the skill.
这些都是很好的条件。
All this, of course, are good requirements.
关键在乎灵性。
The key is the spirituality.
就是要接棒的这一代有没有比要交棒的那一代更好的灵性？
Do they have a better or at least equal spirituality?
有更好的属灵预备。
Or they have even better spiritual preparations.
如果有更好的灵性、更好的属灵预备，我们可以预见将来的圣工一定会有更大的发展。
If they have better spirituality and also better better spiritual preparations, we are able then we can foresee a good hope in the future.
所以我们需要来接受训练。
Therefore, it's necessary for us to receive trainings.
我们也需要在圣工当中实际来操练。
We also need to be trained and gain experiences in participating the sacred works.
使众人看出我们有长进。
And so the others may be able to observe that we have made progresses.
能够很放心地把圣工交给我们。
And they can pass over and hand over the torch with confidence.
做工是需要人的。
We need manpower and human resources to carry out the secret works.
有时候我们发现信徒很多。
Sometimes we may notice that there are a lot of members.
但是要找一个工作，找一个人来负责，找不到人。
Yet it's very hard to find someone that can actually participate and work.
不是没有才能，世界上都是最好的教育，在公司都是很有成就的。
And most of them received good education and become very successful in the world.
但是如果能够接上属灵的操练跟训练，我们就可以找到更多的工人来教会服侍。
If they can have a good spiritual cultivation, then they will be able to continue the sacred works.
所以保罗在提摩太前后书需要对提摩太有一个很正确的引导跟指示。
Therefore, Paul wrote these two epistles to Timothy, providing him good the guidance and instructions.
那在提摩太前书里面，我们可以看到六章里面有三个重点。
In the first epistle, especially in the first six chapters, there are three important points mentioned.
第一个重点就是要提防虚伪的教义。
And one have to be aware of the false doctrines.
这个在第三节讲，中文传作写作异教，英文有三种翻译。
In English, there are three translations.
一个叫 different doctrines， 不同的教义。
Different doctrines.
那另外一个叫做 false doctrine。假的教义
，false doctrine，
还有一个叫做错误的教义
，the wrong doctrine or other doctrine，
就是有三个不同的翻译。
So there are three different translations of the wrong doctrine。
所以保罗要把这个工作交给提摩太，他最关心的一件事情就是要持守教义的纯正。
What Paul the most concerned about is one have to keep the pure。Doctrine or the pure teaching.
为什么今天真耶稣教会跟一般教会不同
？Why does the TJC different from the others?
它的不同不是因为这个教会的名字加上一个真。
It's not because the name True Jesus Church.
这个不同是一种本质上的不同。
The major difference is the spiritual difference.
就是
the actual difference.
它里面传的教义是神启示给我们的教义。
And all the doctrines preached were revealed by God directly.
那这个教义就是当时使徒教会所传的教义。
These are the doctrines was exactly the same as the apostle churches.
但是到了第二世纪，因为圣灵离开了，这个教义已经在教会里面消失了。
Unfortunately, in the second century of AD, the church began to preach the wrong doctrines. Then the Holy Spirit will no longer dwell in the church.
那一直到二十世纪，圣灵降临，再一次启示初代的工人，所以真耶稣教会的建立。
And until the early 20th century, the Holy Spirit revealed our early workers, resulting the establishment of the true Jesus Church.
第二个就是圣灵。
Secondly, is the Holy Spirit.
真理跟圣灵是连在一起的。
And the truth and the Holy Spirit are together.
如果我们教会发展得很快
if the church has been developing so rapidly,
但是我们传的道理跟初代神启示使徒的不一样，我们教会已经变质了。
And yet we preach the wrong doctrine. Yet we preach the doctrines differ from the early church.
但是我们相信。这个不会发生。
Then the church will astray, and but we believe that this will never happen in TJC.
因为末世的真教会，这是神的旨意。
And it is the will of the church of God to establish the TJC at the end time.
但是神所要的工人一定是对神所启示的道理有信心，而且能够把它持续下去的。
God expects His workers.Will have confidence and strong faith in his doctrines, and will be able to continue to preach the pure doctrine.
这是第一个保罗所关心的。
This is the first concern of Paul.
就是在教会里面不可以传异教。
In the church, one should not and should never preach the other doctrines.
那第二个。
Secondly,
保罗很注重教会里面要有次序。
And Paul also look upon.The order in the church.
因为教会是一个身体。
The church is a body.
身体是有次序的。
And the body has his systematic order.
教会是一个家庭。
The church is also a family.
虽然充满了爱，但是家庭是有次序的。
Although a family is full of love, and yet a family should have correct order.
那教会是每一个信徒从各社会的各种不同的阶层所来的。
And the members are from a different all the members have different society social backgrounds.
从不同的文化来的。
They have different culture. They have different cultures.
但是形成一个教会，这个教会需要有次序。
And yet they form a church, and this church must have order.
哦，所以这是第二节、第二章跟第三章。
This are covered in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
那从第四章到第六章。
From chapter 4 to chapter 6.
哦，就是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
The encouragement of Paul to Timothy.
怎么样做一个忠心的仆人？
And how to be a good minister or a faithful minister of Christ.
这是非常重要的。
And these are very important points.
这是提摩太前书的三个重点。
They are the three essential points of the first epistle to Timothy.
第一个，持守纯正的教义。
Keeping good faith.
第二个，维持次序。
Maintaining the order in this household.
第三个，
Thirdly,
做忠心的仆人。
And be a good minister.
那在第一章里面，
In chapter 1,
我们可以看到两种的教师。
There are two different kinds of so-called teachers.
他们传两种不同的内容。
And they preach two different kinds of doctrines.
然后对教会产生两种不同的反应。
And resulting two different reactions.
在第一章我们大概可以看得出来。
We can basically see this, this kind of contents in chapter 1.
那结论，第一章的结论就是要为真道打美好的仗。
So the conclusion of chapter 1 is to fight the good battle for the faith, for the truth.
提摩太要接续保罗打美好的仗。
Timothy will continue the works of Paul to fight the good warfare.
但首先他需要接受教导。
Firstly, he has to receive instructions.
那这个教他的就是保罗。
And Paul was his teacher.
那我们仔细看啊，保罗，我们刚刚读的保罗说，写给那因信主做真儿子的提摩太。
As we just read in verse 2, to Timothy, my true son in the faith.
我们知道你在公司上班，但是你在家里有时候当爸爸妈妈。
You know that you may work in the you work in the office, and you are also a father in your house.
我们在家里面对自己的孩子那个心态，在公司里面对待我们的职员或者我们同工，那心态是不一样的。
We have a different attitude to our fellow workers, also and to our children.
到底我们在家里对自己的孩子那个心态是什么
？And how do we treat our children at home?
那个心态是一种爱的心。
And we have the attitude of love to our children.
但是我们在公司里面或者你在学校当老师在教小孩子，那个心态可能就不一样。
However,
这个只是一个工作而已。
If you are a manager or the teacher in the school, it is because of a job you have to take care, and you have different attitude to your colleagues or to your students.
我们看第三节。
Let's continue to read verse 3.
我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好吩咐那几个人不可以传异教。
As I urged you when I went into Macedonia and remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
在提摩太前书里面，保罗就重复很多次说，我告诉你，我劝你，我吩咐你。
In first episode of Timothy, we noticed Paul mentioned about a lot of time, I urge you, I tell you.
就是保罗要塑造提摩太成为一个合神所用的人。
Paul wanted to mold or to train Timothy to be a workers that can be utilized by God.
然后在第五节，保罗就提到他对提摩太这个命令、这个吩咐或这个指示，到底是出于什么心
？And he also mentioned to Paul what kind of attitude, what kind of attitude of Paul, by telling Timothy in all these things.
第五节
，verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱，这个爱是从清洁的心、无畏的信心。无愧的良心跟无畏的信心生出来的。
Now the purpose of the commandment is love, from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
所以保罗对提摩太的教导、吩咐、要求是出于爱，父亲对孩子的爱。
So Paul having an attitude of love towards Timothy by telling him, by instructing him, and all this commandment.
但是当时的教师他也是在教导别人呢。
Paul also taught the other people.
当时的老师他也在教导别人呢。
There were also the worthy teachers who instruct the others.
但是当时的教师在教导一批人他的动机出在哪里？
But what is the motivation of the other teachers?
所以第六节。
Verse 6.
有人偏离这些选句讲虚浮的话。第七节。想要做教师却不明白自己所讲论所论定的。
For which some having strayed have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to the teachers of the law.
所以当时有一些人虽然在做老师，但是他的内心并没有保罗这种爱。
Although there were some other teachers, they didn't have the love which Paul had in his heart.
那一旦失去保罗这种爱啊，他对他们学生的教导就会偏离。圣经里面的真道。
If without love, then those teachers taught the wrong doctrines, astray from the teaching of God.
那到底保罗讲这个爱是什么？
So what kind of love was Paul mentioned?
今天我们在教会里面讲到，我们在教会里面传道，做宗教教育教员，我们跟慕道者在谈那个爱从哪里来。
So when we preach in the church teaching the students, so what kind of love is this, and where does this love come from?
这个非常重要，这是动机的问题。
We have to have a thorough understanding of our motivation.
我们在教会很热心服侍神，请问这个爱的成分是什么？
We zealously, faithfully serve in the church, and what is the percentage of love that we have?
如果这个爱的成分跟保罗那个爱的成分一样。我们就走在对的方向。
If this is the same kind of love as Paul mentioned here, then we are on the right track.
如果我们缺乏这个爱，或者我们爱的成分不一样，我们就会偏。
If without this love, or we have a different kind of love, then we have astrayed.
所以服侍神最重要不是一些技巧问题，怎么记账，怎么打扫，怎么安排，怎么煮饭，不是这个。
Serving Lord is not just the skills.
服侍神最重要，常常也是最困难，就是内心的一种调整，跟圣经的要求一样。
Most importantly, and also the most difficult part is we have to adjust ourselves to be attuned to the biblical teachings.
这个动机有三个成分。
There are three important contents in this motivation.
第一个
，Firstly,
那必须是从清洁的心来的。
And from a pure heart.
什么叫做清洁的心？
What is a pure heart?
就是动机很纯。
It means that we have a pure motivation.
你知道很多政治人物都很会演讲。
Many politicians are eloquent in speech.
你如果没有口才演讲，你没有办法成为政治人物。
If you are not eloquent in speech, you will not be able to be a good politician.
但是这个政治人物的演讲有一个重点。
The politician's speech has a very important point.
到最后要你支持他。
And they all want you to support him.
你站在他那边。
Or to vote for him, or to be on his side.
或者你加入他的党派。
Or you join his party.
他不一定是为你好。
Not necessarily for your benefit.
他知道你的想法，要说服你来支持他。
He tried to persuade you to support him.
但是我们在做圣工啊，这个动机很纯。
However, as a sacred worker, we must have a pure heart.
我们在教导人，这个动机很纯。
When we preach to the others or teach the others, we must have pure heart.
就是要把人借着我们的教导带到神的面前。
And through our teachings, we will be able to guide the others to the front of God.
借着我们的教导，让他认识神。
And through our teachings, they will know God.
借着我们的教导，在神里面能够合一。
And through our teachings, and we all can become one in God.
所以我们只是一个工具。
We are just tools.
不是借着教导来拉拢别人，变成一个小的党派。
And not through our teachings, we form small groups.
或者别借着我们的教导让人来支持我。
Or through our teachings, we expect the other people to support me.
我们只是一个工具。
Again, we are only utensils.
就是怎么做让这个人灵性最好，怎么做对教会最好，以这个为考虑。
We'll try our best way to benefit the others for the best.
因为当时保罗在他的书信里面呢，在讲有一些人虽然在传一些不同的道理，到最后为什么？为着让人来支持他。
Paul mentioned several times in his epistles about the others preaching have only one purpose, is to gain support.Was to gain support from the others.
那我们在服侍神，也不是在教会里面寻找一种满足感。
It's not when we do the sacred work, it's not because of our personal satisfaction.
就是自我实现，我觉得我很有用。
And not showing egotistic or showing to the others that I'm very useful.
有很多人在世界上他已经很有钱。
Many people are very wealthy on earth.
他为什么要赚钱
？Why do they want to make money？
他目标不是钱。
No.Because for the money.
而且在赚钱的过程当中，他会觉得自己是很有能力、很有用的。
And he can demonstrate that he's very powerful and very useful.
而且有了钱就有权。
Once you have money, then you have power.
有了权就出名，就有名。
When you become when you have power, and then you become famous,
40年代
very popular.
所以他会很努力的投入。
So he will spend a lot of time and effort.
但是我们在教会里面的投入不是为这个。
In the church, our effort is very different from the secular world.
让人得到造就。
The only purpose is to edify the others.
让神的名得到荣耀。
And also to glorify God's name.
让教会合一。
So the church will be in harmony.
这个叫做清洁的心。
And this is so-called a pure heart.
这真的不简单。
It's not very easy.
有时候我们自己想。
Sometimes if we think carefully,
为什么这件事情我要这样讲，我要这样做？
Why I want to say it or to do it in this manner?
有时候隐藏在内心最深处的动机跟我们讲的是不一样的。
And our motivation hidden is different from what we speak.
那这个就是我们要调整的地方。
And we have to adjust ourselves.
到最后我们服侍神很纯，你那个心很纯。
So finally, we will have a very pure heart in serving Lord.
这是第一个，清洁的心。
This is the first requirement, a pure heart.
那第二个
，Secondly,
是从无愧的良心来的。
From a good conscience.
第一个良心亏欠的是谁
？And what is a person was sinned against?
第一个良心有亏欠的人是谁？
And who's the person who feel guilty about?
第一个
the first one.
是亚当
Adam.
为什么我们知道亚当良心有亏欠？
And why he had a bad conscience?
因为当神来找他的时候，他躲起来。
When God was looking for him, he hid himself.
神说，亚当啊，你是不是吃了我叫你不要吃的善恶果呢？
God asked him, "Do you eat the forbidden fruit?" Do you eat the forbidden fruit?
为什么亚当良心有亏欠？
And why Adam felt guilty?
因为他的行为超越了神的话。
His deed, he went beyond the instructions of God.
住在伊甸园里面，什么都有。
When they live in the Garden of Eden, they had everything.
是一个完美的世界。
It's such a beautiful world.
但是有一件事情你不能做。
There's one thing that you are not allowed to do.
就是善恶果你不可以吃。
You couldn't eat. You are not allowed to eat the fruit of good and evil.
为什么神要这样讲
？Why God commanded Adam?
就是要让亚当了解。
He wanted Adam to understand.
这个伊甸园的主人是神。
The master of the Garden of Eden is God Himself.
你要懂得尊重你的主人，你才可以住在伊甸园。
You have to know how to honor and respect your master in order for you to dwell in this garden.
当你违背主人的话，你就要出去。
If you disobey the master's word, and you will be cast out.
这个叫做良心的亏欠。
And this is so-called he had a bad conscience.
所以今天我们在服侍神，不可以我们需要有无愧的良心。
Therefore, when we serve the Lord, we must have a good conscience.
就在神面前，良心没有亏欠。
That means we found no fault in front of God.
怎么做让我们良心没有亏欠
？How can we do in order to have a good conscience.
就是要明白神的旨意。
In other words, we should understand the wills of God.
每一件事你知道神要你怎么做。
When doing everything, we have a clear understanding of God's will.
然后你努力的去做。
Then we try our best to accomplish.
这样良心就没有亏欠。
Then we will have a good conscience.
那有时候我们人跟人相处。
Sometimes when we communicate or live with the others,
因为很亲近啊，彼此相爱，所以我们会无所不谈。
Since we are so close to each other, we may say anything.
因为我们在教会服事当中，一定人跟人会互动。
In the church, we will have communications with the others always.
但是当我们讲的话超过了道理。
If we say something that's beyond the teaching of the Bible,
那个时候我们良心就会有亏欠。
Then we have bad conscience.
那一部分呢，将来就会变成问题的来源。
This will become problems.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神，你不管你怎么讲，我们都不要离开道理的范围。
So in the church, no matter what we say, we should do it or say it within the teaching of the Bible.
那我们在服侍神就不会连带发生很多的问题出来。
Then we will not result a lot of problems.
很多的问题是我们讲了很多的话已经超越的道理。
The problems occur when we say inappropriate words beyond the teaching of the Bible.
后来这一部分回来变成问题。
And this will be, end up becomes problems.
所以服侍神，我们是要帮教会解决问题。
When serving the Lord, our goal is to resolve problems.
但是我们要一直成长，我们才能够继续保持这个原则。
We have to continue to grow in order to keep this principle.
不然服侍久了以后，我们会变成教会问题的一部分。
And otherwise, we will become troublemakers. Troublemakers.
问题的一部分。
And we become part of the problems.
所以要无愧的良心。
And again, we should have good conscience.
那第三个，
Thirdly,
要有无畏的信心。
With sincere faith.
当然这可以分作两方面来看。
We can take a look in two parts.
第一个是对神。
To God.
第二个是对人。
And to man.
我们对我们真耶稣教会所传的道理。
What TJC preaches.
需要有实实在在的信心。
We must have good faith.
所以我们能够很坦然地来告诉别人我们信的是什么。
So we can tell the others what we believe.
第二个，
Secondly,
我们在服侍神的过程要面对很多人，要用信心来面对人。
When serving the Lord, we may encounter different kinds of people, then we have to do it with faith.
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
你如果因为我的名拿一杯水给小孩子喝，你不能不得赏赐。
In my name, if you give a glass of water to the youngest one, the church, you will be blessed.
为什么一定要说小孩子？
Why Jesus mentioned about the little ones?
第一个，小孩子不懂得回报。
The children do not know how to repay.
第二个，小孩子没有利用的价值。
And there's no value to utilize children.
那你为什么会拿一杯水给小孩子喝？
Why you bring a cup of water to the little ones, to the young children?
主耶稣的名。
It is because the name of Jesus.
因为他是神爱的，所以你爱他。
Since God loves him, and you should also love him.
他对你没有利用价值，他也不会回报，但是你对他很好。
There's no way you can utilize him, and he can never repay you, and still you have to love him.
这个叫做无畏的信心。
And this is so-called good faith.
所以我们今天在教会处理人，不是因为这个人在社会上有什么，所以我们就用相对的这个态度来对待这个人。
We treat the others not because we expect any paying back from him.
那相对一个人如果在社会没有什么，我们就另外一种态度来对待人。
If you found this person has no value in the society, and yet we treat him differently, and this is wrong.
所以有时候我们常常发现年老人在教会里面来觉得被忽略了。
That's the reason we notice that the elderly people are neglected in the church.
因为在这个社会上一旦你没有价值，就好像没有用的人。
When you have no value in the society, you become useless.
但是在神的国，每一个都是很宝贵的。
Yet in the kingdom of God, everyone is a treasure.
所以我们在教会对待老年人，也跟对待一个很有贡献的人一样。
Therefore, in the church, we should treat everybody equal to the elderly members or to the or to those have great contributions.
这个叫做凭着信心。
And this is also so called with good with sincere faith.
所以保罗对提摩太的吩咐是存着一种爱来的。
So the purpose of the commandment is love.
是从清洁的心
，from a pure heart，
无愧的良心
，from a good conscience，
还有无畏的信心
，and from sincere faith。
那保罗本身，我们可以看到他所传的福音，跟他本身有很直接的关系。
Paul himself preaching the gospel directly related to him。
我们看十二节一直到十七节。
Let's read from verse 12 to 17。
我们先看十五节。
Let's refer to verse 15 first。
基督耶稣降世要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to have saved sinners, for whom I am chief.
说在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And he said that amongst sinners of whom I am chief.
十六节。
Verse 16.
然而我们的怜悯是因为耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
However, for this reason, I obtain mercy that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long suffering.
保罗传的道理就是以基督为中心。
And Paul preached the gospel, making Jesus as the core or the center.
那基督就是降世要拯救罪人。
And Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
那对保罗来讲，这个话是可信的，是可佩服的。
And to him, this is true and trustworthy.
为什么可信可佩服的？
Why this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance?
接下去保罗说，我本身就是体验。
Because Paul says that of whom I am the chief of sinners.
我本来是罪人。
And I am a sinner.
我本来是罪人的头。
And I am a chief of sinners.
因为我带领人逼迫耶稣。
And because I led the others to persecute Jesus.
如果在社会上，我是第一个会被主耶稣打死的。
And in the society, I will be the first person to be killed by Jesus.
但是主耶稣怜悯我。
It's because His mercy.
他赦免我。
And He forgave me.
而且他拯救我。
And He saved me.
他用我做使徒。
And He utilized me as a disciple and as an apostle.
从最低的罪人一直提升到做使徒。
And from the lowest sinners.And I have been uplifted to be an apostle.
保罗本身亲身的感受，他所传福音那个中心，那个主耶稣本身的爱。
And Paul himself sensed to and have a deep feeling about the love of Jesus, who is the center, who is the core of his missionary work.
而且十四节，我感谢主的恩，使我在基督里有信心跟爱心。
And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
他在主耶稣里面有主耶稣这种爱心。
So in Christ Jesus, he also has the faith of the Lord.
所以保罗在传的道理不只是他对主耶稣的认识。
So when Paul was preaching, not only he understood Jesus,
他传他对主耶稣的体验。
But also he preached what he personally experienced.In Jesus.
而且他传他在主耶稣里面的一种成长更新。
He also preached what he has been growing and renewal in Jesus.
但是我们仔细看当时的这些做教师人在传什么。
But if we take a close look of other teachers, what did they preach?
第三节说传异教。
And verse 3 says that they teach other doctrine.
第四节。
Verse 4.
荒谬的言语。
And they give heed to fables and endless genealogies.
还有无穷的家谱。
And endless genealogies.
那这讲这些话里面也没有信心，也没有爱心，个人对神也没有体验。
And they preach without pure heart, without good conscience, and without sincere faith.
那这样的传讲到最后带给教会什么影响
？And what kind of consequence resulting in preaching such kind of gospel?
第四节
，verse 4.
这等事只生辩论，第一个产生辩论。
And this will cause disputes.
所以有人讲真耶稣教会是一个很难讲道理的地方。
Someone claimed that it's very hard, very difficult to preach in TJC.
但是也是一个很好讲道理的地方。
And it's also a very easy place to preach.
为什么
？Why?
因为每一个人都有圣灵。
Because everyone has the Holy Spirit.
当家的祷告都被圣灵充满。
Everybody is praying with the Holy Spirit in prayer.
如果你讲的是圣灵感动你
，If you preach and if you preach by the move of the Holy Spirit.
那这个信息会让很多人的心火热焚烧受感动。
And the people would be touched like burning fire.
所以这是很好讲道的。
It's very easy to preach.
只要圣灵感动你，大家都会同意。
As long as you are preached, you are moved by the Holy Spirit, and you'll be able to preach easily.
但是我们讲的如果偏离的这个真道。
If you astray from the pure doctrine,
这个不是圣灵感动你。
And this is not moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以很多人他里面的灵不会受感动。
And they are not moved by the Spirit.
他就不同意。
And they will disagree with what you have preached.
不同意就有纷争。
And that will cause dispute.
所以这一种教师在传，不是使教会合一，是使教会纷争。
So this kind of teachers do not preach the gospel of harmony, and yet it will result dispute.
教会的合一有两个要素。
There are two essential points to be a harmonic church.
第一个，
firstly,
大家有爱心，彼此接纳彼此的缺点。
Everybody can accept the other's shortcomings with love. Secondly,
教义要一样。
And we must preach the same doctrine.
教会的分裂也有两个原因。
And the split of the church also have two reasons.
第一个。大家不愿意接受彼此
，and nobody's like to accept each other，
那就分了
，and that will cause separation。
第二个
，secondly，
虽然我们很有爱心
，although members all have love，
但是对教义看法不一样
，and yet they have different opinion to the doctrine，
那教会也会分
，then they will cause that will produce result separation。
所以这些教师所
dispute
所传的
，therefore in the church，
他没有体验。
He has what he preached are without experiences.
这只是知识而已。
It's only knowledge.
不像保罗传的是他有体验的。
Paul preached with his personal experiences.
就是主耶稣
，which is Jesus Christ.
而且他本身有在成长。
And he himself also making progress and growing in Christ.
这些教师没有成长啊。
And all these teachers are without any growth or progress.
因为你看，他里面没有保罗里面的那种基督的爱。
And they didn't have the love of Christ in the hearts.
他在教人，但是他没有基督的爱。
And they taught the others, and yet without the love of Christ in
their hearts. 所以他的教导就偏了。
So they astray from the pure doctrine.
对教会的造就就不一样。
They resulting negative edification to the church.
因此，保罗在传他所传的福音的时候，很有力量，很感动人，因为他本身就是一个见证。
So when Paul was preaching the gospel with love, he himself was alive. He himself testified what he had experienced.
18节
Verse 18.
我儿提摩太啊，我从前借着预言将这个命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那个美好的仗。
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare.
什么是美好的仗？
What is the good warfare?
将那荣耀的福音会拯救人的道理传开来。
And this glory gospel will be spreaded.
我们现在，我们看我们真耶稣教会。
Let's take a look at our church.
美国有22间教会祈祷所。
There are, as I mentioned earlier, we have 22 churches and house of prayers in the U.S.
美国有50州啊。
There were 50 states. There are 50 states in the U.S.
连每一州一个教会都没有，很多的州根本就没有教会。
Many states don't even have our churches.
那这个责任是谁呢？
And who will hold this responsibility?
是神把我们交托给我们。
And God has given this mission to us.
所以保罗说，我把这个交托你啊，让你要打美好的仗。
Therefore, Paul said that I commit to you, that you may wage the good warfare.
所以神拣选我们，不是说让你赚很多钱呢，然后开始享受生活。
God chose you not just allowing you to make good money and enjoying your life.
租一个安乐窝就享受到退休，就这样。
Or you have a very stable job and a good house until your retirement.
我们是有盼望的。
We have hope.
我们的盼望在天上。
Our hope is in the heaven.
我们是有使命的。
And we have a mission to carry out.
我们要带人到天上去。
We are guiding the others to the heavenly kingdom.
带人得到救恩。
So they can be saved.
这是主耶稣托付我们的。
This is what God has committed us to
do. 这是主耶稣救我们的目的。
This is the main purpose of God saving us.
我们要为真道打美好的仗。
We have to fight the good warfare for God.
至少你的一生要为神做一些事情。
At least in your lifetime, you should serve Him.
因为我们将来要在神的面前交账。
When we are facing the Lord in the end,
神给你知识。
God give you knowledge.
神给你能力。
God give you skills.
神给你生命。
God give you life.
神给你机会。
God gives you opportunities.
神给你恩典。
God give you a lot of graces.
将来神要问你。
God will ask you in the end.
我给你这么多。
I give you so much.
你为我做什么？
How much have you served me?
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
356首。
356。
我们现在一起来祷告。
Pray together, one accord.
请我们特别为着今天、明天的社青灵恩会祷告。
Again, please remember today's and tomorrow's YASC.
让每一个来参加的都能够得到造就。
So every participant may be edified.
我们这个各种不同的讲习会啊，一次造就一点，一次造就一点，这样久了以后。我们就会有一种属灵的传统在传承在我们心里面。
Even we make a little edification every time, and we can see the significant growth and progress in the church.
请我们把握每一次的聚会啊，最好能够从头参加到尾。
Please make well use the precious opportunity by attending every seminar if possible.
这也是证明我们追求的心。
This also proves that we have the desire pursuing and seeking for the truth.
这是我们要长进的一个方法。
This is a way for us to grow spiritually.
我们四月有灵恩布道会。
In April, there will be a spiritual convocation.
请我们多带慕道朋友。
Please bring more true seekers to attend.
常常为这件事情来祷告。
And also remember these events in your prayer.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's now kneel down and pray together one accord.